And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of October, 2014. It was on this date in 1604 in Prague, Johannes Kepler witnessed the last supernova observed in the Milky Way. He knew the night sky very well and was surprised to see a very bright object in the western sky one night. He thought maybe it was the birth of a star, but a supernova is actually an explosion that signals the star's death. He studied it in earnest. He recorded observations of it for more than a year. It was so bright that it was visible during the day for 3 weeks. All of Kepler's observations were made by the naked eye. The telescope was not invented for a few more years. And although astronomers have since observed several supernovae in other galaxies, this one is the last observed by the naked eye in our own galaxy, the Milky Way. It was close to the center of the spiral galaxy, less than 20,000 light years away from us. It's the birthday of the playwright Arthur Miller, born New York City in 1915. Family owned a garment factory, and they lived in some comfort, had a big apartment and a summer home, but lost their money in the Depression, had to move into a decrepit house in Brooklyn on the same street as several aunts and uncles, including Arthur Miller's uncle, Manny Newman, who was a salesman, a loud, arrogant man who always made fun of Arthur Miller because his own sons were more handsome and athletic than Arthur was. Arthur Miller was 33 years old when he wrote Death of a Salesman, spent 6 weeks writing the play, and the character Willie Loman was based on his Uncle Manny. It's the birthday of Nathaniel West, born Nathan Weinstein in New York City, 1903. He was managing a hotel in New York City when he met a woman who wrote an advice column for the paper, who showed him some of the letters she'd gotten from readers. She thought that he would find them funny, but he was heartbroken how desperate and sad these people were. And he wrote his first novel, Miss Lonely Hearts, about an advice columnist overwhelmed by the sadness of the people who write to him. It's the birthday of Jimmy Breslin, born in New York, 1930, novelist, newspaper reporter, Jimmy Breslin, who said, "All the news business starts with your feet. In New York City, no story happens below the fourth floor." And it's the anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake in San Francisco, 1989, which took place during the warm-up to Game 3 of the World Series between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled Six Cheerful Couplets on Death. "Most things won't happen," Larkin said, "but this one will. We will be dead. The saddest thing in each context is knowing that we could be next. Some take the bus, some take the train, some die in sleep, the rest in pain. But of one thing we can be sure, all die imperfect, each impure, some wishing that they had been better, others worse, but no one deader. Shoes left like Buddhists at the door, those won't be needed anymore." Michael Blumenthal's Six Cheerful Couplets on Death, from his collection No Hurry, Poems 2000-2012, published by Etruscan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.